It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Lisa, do you remember when you and I were in New York, we went to that organic restaurant that was so incredible?
Oh, it was so good. And I actually have a funny story real quick about that. I know the interview's quick. So it's called Gust Organics. It was this amazing place where it was like total paleo heaven. You could get all the meat. It was local and grass-fed and organic, and everything was fantastic. And then the guy who owned it got involved with a vegan, and she pressured him to change it all to vegan, and they went out of business. And I was crushed because every time I go to New York, I will eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
So. Well, I was first taken there by a friend named Abby and absolutely loved it. Then you and I went with Andrea, and I kept taking people back there. And I think the reason I loved it so much is because I always felt to eat healthy meant I had to give up eating delicious food. And I think that's why I'm excited about today's guest, because he's all about bringing delicious and healthy together, and says they don't have to be mutually exclusive. And so today I'm going to introduce quickly, because we go real quick here, but I love his saying, clean food, clean body, clean plates, is the founder of, or clean planet, clean plates, I should say, is the founder, Jared Koch. Jared, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And so, you know, as you heard, Lisa and I loved New York, and Lisa always eats healthy. For me, I'm just in the past few years learning to eat healthy and what a difference it makes in my life. You obviously live and breathe this, but I guess you got to talk to somebody more like me, because I always thought that I had to give up delicious foods, and I guess that's not the case.
No, absolutely not. And that's kind of the whole premise of what I do. I kind of grew up eating out a lot with my family and traveling a lot, and just in general loving really good food. And when I started eating healthier, I just, you know, I was very conscious about the fact that I didn't want to give up eating good quality food, really established a philosophy around that. And, you know, it's important, obviously, to eat good quality food, but there's no reason that you also have to give up the pleasure aspects of eating well. And I think once people realize that, it's a lot easier to get them on board and to get them committed to doing it.
But it's easy for you to say because you've learned it. For somebody like me, it took a while. I think the first time Abby brought me to that restaurant, I was just stunned at how incredible it was. And I really would never have believed it. As a matter of fact, when she told me where we're going, I'm thinking, I wonder if I can talk her into McDonald's on the way.
Oh, no.
Well, no, my life has changed. No, you guys have taught me, and I guess that's what I want our listeners to learn, is how we can eat healthy and still make it taste good. And I know that's what your website's about, so I want to talk about it. Like, calories, I count calories because I'm always fighting, trying to lose weight, and I say that. I'd be thrilled just to maintain it. So the question is, you know, how do calories affect this? Does that mean I can't eat delicious? Because if I told you how I cut back, I do give up delicious a lot because I am watching the calories.
Right. So it's a couple of things at play. Like, you know, and like you said, in a lot of ways, we all need to kind of relearn how we've been taught to think about kind of food and eating and nutrition. And so, it's evolving over time. But essentially, calories do matter. They're important, but they're not as important as they've been made to be. And, you know, a simple thing I like to tell people regarding calories is just, if you eat more nutrient-dense foods, and, you know, so just a lot of vegetables, fruits, you know, whole grains, nuts and seeds, you know, foods with a lot of nutrients, you get more bang for your buck. So you're eating, you're getting fuller quicker. So naturally, you don't have to really think about it. Your body just kind of feels fuller. You end up eating less to get that same feeling. And so if you just eat a lot of those nutrient-dense foods, and it doesn't have to be 100% of your diet. It could be, you know, depending on where you're at, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%. And then that also those nutrients, because there's so many good healthy properties in them, they'll take care of a lot of, maybe if you eat certain things that are quote unquote unhealthy, they'll help to take care of a lot of the potential harmful effects of some of the unhealthier foods that you're eating. So you just want to make sure no matter what, you're moving towards more and more nutrient dense foods. And the other thing related to what you're saying is just, there's more, what's nice is you just have to, it's like new, you're just basically forming new habits. And so we're used to eating these unhealthy foods. And then when we're trying to find healthier foods, we feel like we have to sacrifice and give something up. But over time, what you discover is that you could find replacements. You find other foods that are quote unquote healthier that you like. And there's so many more products on the market nowadays, not just in a supermarket like a Whole Foods, but you know, you could get stuff online and or just in, you know, typical grocery stores. There's so many just better quality products. And like you guys were mentioning before, not just in New York City, but even across the country, there are more and more chefs focused on using better quality ingredients. And so there's just more availability than there ever was. You know, even over the last, you know, 10 years, there's been just a dramatic change in what's available. So it just makes it easier and easier for people to eat better.
Well, I got to tell
definitely.
You,
David, I'm just going to jump in for a second. I don't count calories at all. I tell people not to count calories. If you're eating whole food based meals, I don't think it's necessary. Obviously, you don't want to go crazy. But like, for example, my daughter and I, and she's 13 last night, we had a yam, some grass-fed skirt steak, and a ton of broccoli and with some avocado oil. And it was delicious. And it was filling. And it was satiating because of the fat from the oil and the healthy oil. And I think the more we can plan our meals that way, the better. And there are so many amazing things that taste fantastic and that you can do with dark chocolate and dates and avocado again and cacao. And I mean, there's just a lot of different great recipes out there. I know you guys have some great recipes as well.
Yep. No, 100%. This, you know, like to say, it's just forming new habits and learning to use these new ingredients. And once you start doing it, you realize like, wow, this stuff tastes great. You hit on it.
You hit on it because it is relearning, and I have a sweet tooth, and I love a dessert at night. And so I just got that machine you see everybody talking about or on TV where you take frozen fruit and run it through, and it comes out as a soft serve ice cream. Oh, my gosh.
I just saw that today. How funny.
Okay, I do bananas and strawberries, bananas, strawberries, and pineapple, and it comes out tasting like real ice cream. And I don't know how, don't really care how. All I know is I'm eating healthier, okay, because it's frozen, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm not overdoing it. I have a small amount, but I am absolutely loving it. And so, as you said, it's starting to relearn and actually be willing to try some of these things. But I've got to ask you, you talk about something called bio-individuality. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So what that ultimately means, we're kind of going back to the relearning. We've all been trained to think about nutrition and healthier eating, that there's like a one-size-fits-all approach. So a new diet comes out and everybody wants to try it and go out on that diet because there's, you know, you hear these success stories around it. And then that diet, you know, we realize isn't necessarily great. And then a new diet comes. And, you know, if you look back in the history, that just keeps happening. And what's really happening is every diet will work for some people and not work for others. And just so what bioindividuality really means is that there's no one perfect way to eat. So we can't be looking for this like one size fits all approach. What it means is the foods that are right for my body are going to be different than the foods that are right for your body. And so what you want to ultimately do is find out what's right for your body. And then some of it, you know, comes down to even healthy food. So there's recent research that shows that some people have greater capacity to metabolize caffeine more efficiently than others. Some people have a genetic capacity to utilize the phytonutrients in broccoli that are cancer protective more efficiently. So just basically, just, you know, some people have allergies or sensitivities to different foods, maybe even healthier foods. And so ultimately, you just want to find the right foods that are right for your body. And that does take some experimentation. It takes some time. The testing, there are some tests out there that could help, but they're not perfect and they're expensive. But, you know, you just want to kind of pay attention and find out what works for you and not look for a one-size-fits-all approach.
Well, you hit
on
my main...
I just want to jump in real quick, David, and just say that this is a beauty show. And let me tell you, eating clean is so good for your skin. And, I mean, it comes out from the inside out. So I had to throw that in there since this is beauty.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you're exactly right.
When you're eating the right foods that are right for your body, everything changes, like, you know, from the inside out. And so you start to have more energy, you're better skin, you just feel better, you think more clearly. And so it really affects your whole life in a positive way.
It's not just something we talk about. It's something I can speak to. I've been through it. And by changing my diet over the past few years, my doctor is telling me all my tests are coming in line. I'm healthier. I'm starting to lose weight. I've lost 40 some odd pounds over the years. My skin is looking better. Here I'm in the skincare industry. And as I'm now in my 50s, you know, I started getting really thinking I'm definitely on the downside of the hill. And all of a sudden it's looking a lot better just because of eating healthier. So it does a lot of great things. Jared, I want to thank you for joining us. I love your website. You've got a lot of great tips, not just on recipes and eating healthy, but even some food tips. One of my favorite I just noticed was seven soothing natural sunburn remedies. And so there's all kinds of foods about it. So visit cleanplates.com. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, our guest Jared Koch, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.